My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's readings from the Gospel serve as a lesson for us on the ministry and the task of prophecy, as well as how to receive prophecy as the redeemed body of Christ, who've been given this gift of supernatural faith. All of us participate then in the continuing mission of Christ, who is the prophet of God par excellence, and whom all of us are expected to give witness to among our brothers and sisters. And so that makes all of us, in a certain sense, participants in the ministry of prophecy. Our Lord, in this reading from the Gospel today, points out a truth which affected him in his own ministry, and because it's a truth, will affect anyone who exercises this work. No prophet is accepted in his own native place. Now, he's speaking to his own fellow townsmen in Nazareth. He's speaking in the synagogue at Nazareth, where the people know him very well. And he points out, knowing what's going to happen, that he's going to be rejected by them, and he points out that this is also what happened to other prophets before him. Elijah and Elisha, he names, both of whom, because of the lack of faith, the infidelity of Israel, did great works outside of Israel. He gives the story of Elijah, who gave sustenance to the widow at Sidon. Now, she's a Gentile. There were many widows in Israel during that famine, but only to this widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon was he sent. And then Elisha, the prophet, he cured only the Syrian leper, Naaman, a foreigner, and none of the lepers in Israel. So within this all is some sort of mystery of perhaps human, fallen human nature. One thing that comes up often, especially in the readings during Lent, is the insistence on a sign. The Pharisees and the scribes are always demanding a sign, and Israel wants signs. And of course, if we look at the whole history of Israel and of the Old Testament, the Old Testament is full of these amazing signs and prodigies. But if we look at the time period in which they occur, we're talking about over thousands of years. So to expect signs every day, or even in our lifetime, is not necessarily something that is going to be satisfied. We may not see prodigious signs in our life, or we might, but the problem is insisting on a sign in order to have faith. It's sort of a lack of faith that wants a sign for proof. And Israel often fell into that fault of insisting on a sign. Now, just the case with Naaman, it's interesting. The reason he comes to Elisha is because of a slave girl from Israel who says, well, you should go see this prophet. He'll cure you. So Naaman was willing to listen to a nobody in his household, a slave girl that he's captured while he's in Israel. And yet, how often do people near us in our families or who we know through work or our familiar contacts tell us things that we discount we don't give much credence or importance to. And they may be speaking as prophets. As I said, each and every one of us is expected to be a prophet of God. That is, someone who speaks for God in his stead to those around us. We're all commanded to help one another and edify each other through the faith. And so if we speak in faith, not from our own ego, but moved by the Spirit, that makes us a prophet. And yet, if we're speaking to someone in our family or to a friend, we ought to at least not be surprised if they don't listen to us. And so, while we should be on guard against rejecting the word of those who are in our life in everyday ways, our parish priest or our religious brothers in the community or whoever, if we know them to be Christian people, we should also be aware that what they're saying to us may be a message from God, a word from God. And at the same time, when we're the one delivering that word, we should not be surprised if it's not received as such, because just like the Nazarenes, who only saw in Jesus the son of a poor carpenter, when they hear us, they're just going to see, oh, that's just Father Allen at the chapel talking, not necessarily understanding that perhaps on occasion it'll be God who moves us to speak. And we should be on guard against seeking signs. As I said, those prodigious signs only come occasionally and when God wills it. And so a lot of Christians make the mistake of putting a great deal of emphasis on private revelation and these amazing things that do happen from time to time, but put so much importance on that they fail to see the everyday work of God taking place before their eyes. And so be on guard against seeking signs and also against discouragement when our attempts to evangelize, to speak the word of God, to further the faith among our brethren, if that's not received, if it's not acknowledged as something holy, sacred, and of God, well, the Nazarenes rejected Christ, so why should we expect any different? But we should still persevere in this, because even though our neighbor may not listen, perhaps an immigrant from another country may hear us, or someone from a different faith, or quote-unquote faith, false religion, might hear the word of Christ through us and be brought into the church. So the work of evangelization is going to be met quite often with rejection, just as Christ was rejected. But that's no reason not to continue the work. So let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of Prophets, to intercede for us, to give us the grace to both hear prophecy when it's spoken to us by those around us and to be God's prophets when we're moved by the Holy Spirit to say something, to have the courage to do that and not be discouraged when our words are not received. Praise be Jesus and Mary.